Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers.
And one for good luck.
Boy, thanks for the handkerchiefs, B. They're neat.
Do you really like them?
Well, sure, every guy likes handkerchiefs.
Well, Mom said they're always acceptable.
Yeah, they're good to have, all right.
I know you don't use them much, but you might get a cold or something. Besides that, I only had $1.25 to spend.
Yeah, sure. Say, B, where's that pin I was using?
Oh, it's in my pants. What do you want a pen for, Wally?
Oh, I gotta have Dad sign that application for my learner's permit.
You think you will?
Well, he said he would when I was 17.
Yeah, but he said that when you were around 15, didn't he?
Well?
Well, parents promise you a lot of stuff when you're little. Well, they figure it'll keep you quiet, and you'll forget about it.
Well, some parents might do that, but I don't think Mom and Dad would ever break a promise.
Oh, they just won't come right out and break it.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, somehow, they'll prove to you it's for your own good.
Boy, this is neat. Thanks a lot.
You like the color, Wally?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Boy, it sure has been a neat birthday. Thanks for everything.
You're welcome, son. Well, how's it feel to be all of 17?
Oh, great, Dad. Oh, say, would you sign this?
Well, what is it?
Oh, it's just an application for my learner's permit.
To drive?
Well, sure, Mom.
But, Paul, you're only 17.
Well, I know, Mom. That's the legal age for driving in this state.
Yeah, Mom. Now I can have an accident. It's not even against law.
Ward, don't you have anything to say?
Oh, yes. Well, Wally, this is a little sudden. Don't you think we ought to talk about it?
Well, gee, Dad, it's practically all I've been talking about for the past 2 years.
Well, I know. Yes, I know. But, well, there are a lot of aspects and ramifications to this.
Many.
Here it comes, Wally.
There'll be none of that.
Sorry, Dad.
Well, what kind of aspects, Dad?
There's an insurance, for one thing, and that's quite expensive, particularly for teenagers.
But, gee, Dad, I'm going to drive real carefully.
Well, I'm sure you will, but you can't drive without insurance. And fire, theft, collision, liability, that'll give you some idea of the things that can happen.
Wally, why don't you wait a little longer? Say until you're 17 and a half. I'd feel better.
Well, gee, Mom, all the guys got their licenses when they were 17.
Yeah, even Eddie Haskell. I'll bet Wally's a better driver than that globby guy.
Ward, could I see you inside for a moment, please?
Well, I gotta learn how to drive sometime.
Well, honey, I didn't say you didn't, but something like this should be discussed thoroughly for your own good, Ward.
Boy, Wally, it's funny how something that almost breaks your heart can be for your own good.
Yeah. Well, let's face it, Beav, getting a license is a pretty big deal.
Ward, I can't fight this license business by myself.
Well, dear, you heard me tell him all about the insurance and everything.
But he's just too young. He may be old enough in the eyes of the Motor Vehicle Bureau, but they don't know him like I do.
Look, dear, I'm not crazy about the idea either. But we did promise him, and we've never broken a promise to either of the boys before, have we?
No, so it seems to me we've got one coming. What am I thinking of, Wally?
I'm afraid that's going to be kind of hard to sell.
It's funny how it works. Well, I know sometimes I can get Mom all softened up, and then Dad says no. And then sometimes I get Dad all softened up, and Mom says no. Just don't know who to work on.
Well, I guess it's best to just make sure you're right before you work on either one of them.
Yeah.
Well, how about it, Mom, Dad? Can I have my license? Can I, huh?
Yeah, well, Wally, let's say for the moment that you can. How are you going to learn to drive?
What, gee, Dad, don't you remember? I told you they give a driver's training course at school. They teach you how to drive real good.
Oh, I see. Well, all right, you go ahead and take the driver training course, and we'll see how it works out.
Thanks a lot, Dad.
Mom? Don't thank me. I don't like the whole idea. Who gives you this driving instruction?
Mr. Barnstall. That's all he teaches. He's a real good driver, too. Well, thanks a lot. I'll sign up today. So long, Mom, Dad.
So long, fellas.
So long, Mom, Dad. Bye, boys.
But, June, you're smiling.
I was just thinking. Maybe Wally will flunk driver's training class.
You know you're just dreaming.
Well, when you're the parents of a teenager, dreaming's one of the things that helps you keep going.
That's perfect, Shirley.
Thank you, Mr. Barnstall.
Have you driven before?
No, never. But it seems so simple.
All right, Wally, your turn.
Yeah.
Thanks, Wally.
Yeah, that's okay, Shirley.
Now let's see if you can do as well as Shirley.
Yes, sir.
There's nothing to it, Wally.
I know.
All right, let's go. You know what's wrong, Wally?
No gas?
That's not it.
I know, Mr. Barnstall.
Well, let Wally figure it out. That's the only way to learn. You've got to turn the key. Oh.
The key establishes the contact, which transmits the electrical current to the starter motor.
I know. I had that in general science.
Shall we try it again, Wally? Good.
Put it in R instead of D.
Look, Shirley, would you mind not talking to me? You're making me nervous, sort of.
I was just trying to help.
Okay, Wally, once again. And Shirley, just sit back. If I were Wally's age, you'd be making me nervous, too.
Yes.
Wally, your emergency.
Pressure on the brakes when you come to a stop, Wally.
Yes, sir.
With power brakes, you only have to get the slightest touch.
Thank you. I had that in general science, too.
Well, I'll see you both tomorrow, same time.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Barnstall. Goodbye, Wally.
Yeah, sure, bye.
Wally, I know you'll do better tomorrow.
Boy, I sure hope so.
Women always make a man nervous, don't they?
I'll say. I guess it's the same way when my dad's driving and my mom's in the back seat.
Well, don't worry about it, Wally. We'll have you ready for your driver's test in the next few weeks. You've got fine coordination. The only thing you need to do is to keep your mind on your driving and off Shirley.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
I think you're both ready to apply for your licenses. But make sure that you know your vehicle code from A to Z. That's very important. If you don't do well on your written examination, you just won't get your license.
Oh, well, I went over it last night with my father, and I got everything perfect.
Well, I think I know it pretty well, but I'm going to go over it again to make sure.
Wally, I just read it over once, and I remembered everything.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, good luck to both of you.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, Wally, when you drive, just remember to concentrate. Well, that's how I do it. And you can see I don't have any trouble at all.
Gee whiz, Shirley. You act like you were ready for the Indianapolis or something. Hey, Dave, what's next?
What are the rules for left-hand turn?
Well, first you get in the left-hand lane, and then you wait and you watch at the turning point until it's safe to complete the turn.
Right.
Now, Wally, in making your left turn, what do you consider a safe distance between you and an oncoming car?
Oh, I guess about 100 feet.
Yeah, or a little more.
I'd say 200, and I'd feel a lot better if you made it 300.
300 feet? Well, do you realize that that's about two blocks? I don't even know if I could see a car that far away.
Or maybe Wally should have glasses before he drives.
Oh, please. I'm getting overtrained with all this help. I'll get it.
Hi, Eddie.
Hello, Joe.
Just thought I'd drop by and maybe help you with the vehicle code.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Eddie, but Beaver...
Oh, good evening, Mrs. Cleaver. Mr. Cleaver?
Hello, Eddie.
And how are you, Theodore?
Oh, I'm fine, Edward.
I was just wondering if I might be of any assistance to Wally.
Yeah, why don't you...
Beaver.
Being a licensed driver myself, I'm pretty familiar with the code. Wally, you know that there are some places on the freeway where you're allowed to go 65 miles an hour.
Wally, I forbid you to go 65 miles an hour.
Who said I was?
Well, I didn't mean right away. I feel that the novice driver should take it easy in the beginning.
How long have you been driving, Eddie?
In 3 weeks, it'll be 2 months.
I didn't realize you were such an old hand.
Come on, Beav, let's get going. What's next? I gotta get this stuff down by tomorrow morning.
What do you do if you see a yellow flashing light?
Well, you just slow up a little bit.
And proceed with caution. Otherwise, you'll get a ticket.
Well, most likely you'll just get a warning.
Eddie, I'm sure if Wally deserves a ticket, he'll get one.
Well, it probably wouldn't be more than $10 anyway.
$10? Boy, Wally wouldn't get the allowance for weeks. That'd be a good lesson. Be cautious in the first place.
Look, I haven't even driven the car yet, and here I've already got a ticket.
Look, I appreciate all your help and everything, but I think if Beaver and I just got along, I could probably learn more.
Well, whatever you say, Wally.
Come on, Wally, let's go.
And if you panic, Wally, don't worry. I'll let you take the test over.
Well, now, who said I'm going to panic?
Well, I'll just sit if. See you, pal.
Don't worry, Wally. They'll let guys like Eddie pass the test. That means they'll let anybody drive.
No, they won't. The only reason he passed is he took the test 3 times.
Wally? You've got to eat something.
Oh, I'll eat when I get home.
Well, honey, you can't take a driver's test on an empty stomach.
Well, they didn't say anything about that in the book, Mom.
Wally, if you're too nervous about it, you know you can delay the test, take it later.
Oh, no, it's not that I'm nervous, Mom. It's just that I don't feel like eating anything, that's all.
Do you remember everything I taught you, Wally?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I'd say it's about time we were going, son.
Oh, well, I'll get my sweater.
Oh, you're not coming too, are you, Mom?
Well, I thought I would. But if you'd rather I didn't.
Oh, it's not that I don't want you or anything. It's just that the guy might think I brought a cheering section or something.
Oh, that's right, dear. I don't think it's really necessary.
Oh, well, it's quite all right.
What about me, Wally?
No, Beaver, just Dad.
Well, shall we?
Now, Wally, drive carefully and keep your eyes on the road.
Okay, Mom, okay. Well, you'd think I was taking a test to be an astronaut or something.
Good luck, Wally, and I'll see some driving purse for you.
have to try it again in a few weeks, Miss Fletcher.
But I didn't think I did anything wrong.
Well, that might be your trouble. You drive, but you don't pay enough attention to what you're doing. Some of your turns were much too sharp. You didn't slow down when you should, and you didn't come to full stops. We'll see how you do the next time, huh?
Gee, I'm sorry, Shirley.
He slugged me because he doesn't like teenagers.
Wallace Cleaver?
Yes, sir.
Where's your car?
Oh, right over there, sir.
All right, let's go.
Well, I guess it's all over by now.
Yeah.
I just hope we didn't hit anything with that traffic guy in the car.
Oh, I'm sure they take them on roads where there isn't much traffic.
Yeah, but there's still lampposts and stuff.
Beaver, don't talk that way.
I think you'll pass. I timed everything I could.
I just wish they were back here.
You know, Mom, I wish you weren't so nervous. In a couple of years, I'm going to be taking the same test to get my license.
Oh, no.
If the boy was driving, we'll probably have to buy a couple more cars.
Oh, at least a couple.
Beaver, do you think your father is made of money?
Oh, gee, Mom, cars aren't so expensive. Well, me and Wally were looking in the paper, and we saw 38 DeSoto for only $40, and it's in good running condition, too.
Beaver, did you really pray that your brother would pass the test?
Well, sure, Mom. When you know your brother wants something this bad, you gotta help him all you can.
I passed.
Congratulations.
Great, Wally.
No problems at all?
No, you did just fine.
Have you got your license?
Yeah, they give you this temporary one.
Oh, well, thank goodness that's over with.
Yeah, I was real proud of our boy.
Me too.
Say, Dad.
Uh-huh.
Would it be okay if I took the car out tonight?
Tonight?
Sure, Mom. Why not? I'm a legally licensed driver now.
Oh, but Wally, you just got your license. Well, it isn't even cold yet.
There's something in what your mother says.
But, gee, Mom, you agreed to let me have the license.
Well, I know I did, but it's just that I never thought of you actually driving. Well, that is so soon, I mean.
Son, was there someplace important you wanted to drive to tonight?
Well, I got a date.
Oh, with whom?
Well, look, I don't know yet, but when you get your license, you just got to make a date.
Well, all right, Wally, if you don't stay out late.
Oh, no, I'll just go for a drive.
Can I go too, Wally?
On a date?
Well, I promised look the other way when you say goodnight to her.
It's just 3 minutes later than it was the last time you asked, dear.
Morty's been gone an hour. Was there enough gas in the car?
Yes, dear.
Boy, Mom, are you going to be jumpy like this every time Wally goes out?
Well, I hope not, Beaver.
There he is now, dear. You can stop shaking.
Good evening, everybody.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
Is Wally home?
No, he's out driving, unless he got stuck someplace.
Oh, then he got his license. I thought he would. Wally has fairly good coordination.
Yes, he gets by.
Do you mind if I wait for him?
No, no, not at all.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you.
Not at all.
Maybe you got a ticket.
Oh, I hardly think so, Beaver. Wally will be very cautious this first time.
Oh, you can get a ticket for that, too. Going too slow and blocking traffic.
Or maybe we should call Mary Ellen Rogers' house. Maybe Wally stopped off there.
Oh, let's give him another 10 minutes.
Boy, I sure wish I was 17.
That's all I need.
Now, that must be him.
I felt sure there was nothing wrong.
Hi.
Hi. Well, how'd it go, son?
Oh, great. No problems at all. I took it real easy.
Good.
Hey, you want to get something to eat?
Yeah, sure.
Come on, let's go in the kitchen. You can come too, Beef. Oh, say, Dad, I thought of something I better do.
Yeah, what's that?
Better get another set of keys made. You know, so we'll each have a set.
That's very thoughtful of you. Well, dear, he's finally soloed.
Yes. Do you suppose we're going to be this nervous every time Wally goes out? Me, anyway?
Oh, I think it'll probably wear off. I expect all parents go through pretty much the same thing. Matter of fact, I think this is sort of a lesson for us.
A lesson?
Mm-hmm. We're learning that our kids finally grow up. This is the beginning, driving a car. Then off to college. Then get a job. Get married. Children.
Children? Me, a grandmother? Well, I'm not ready for that yet. I just thought over having a license.
Yourself with no adults watching you.
Well, pretty funny.
What do you mean, funny?
Well, for years you think about driving, and all you think about is all the fun it's going to be.
Well, wasn't it fun?
Well, yeah, it's fun, all right, but, no, I don't know. When I was driving over to Mary Ellen Rogers' house all alone, I got to thinking I had a big responsibility.
Well, Dad'll pay for the gas, won't he?
Well, that's not what I'm talking about. What I mean is, you're behind the wheel and, you're being real careful, and you're on your own. You got to make sure that nothing happens, because if it does, it's your own fault, nobody else's.
You know, Wally, you're starting to talk just like a grown-up.
Well, it's just that a guy begins to realize that being grown-up is a big responsibility.
Yeah, maybe that's why Dad worries about it so much. He knows about all the stuff that can go wrong on a guy.
Yeah, I guess I never knew I had it so good when I was a kid.
Beaver's not out of trouble yet.
He's just a kid.
Yeah, I'm just a kid.
So stay tuned. There's another episode of Leave It to Beaver ahead here on TV Land's Twice as Nice Morning.